This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, we're getting to it early today because we've got an hour and we've got brackets to get to. I've got some smell test picks to dole out. We'll talk about the game of the day for each of us, the game we're most interested in watching today. But Denton, what do you got news-wise?
So we got a little bit of breaking news. The Commanders, until today, had the biggest record in terms of sale price for a franchise in really the world, I think, but definitely in American sports, it's $6.05 billion. Well, that was just broken by the Boston Celtics that sold for $6.1 billion. An NBA team, they're being purchased by Bill Chisholm, who's a managing partner at Symphony Technology Group.
Yeah, that's Bill Chisholm, right?
Correct.
Yes, it's a huge investment firm, I think, that he what was the price? 6.1?
$6.1 billion.
And ours was 6. What?
$6.05 billion.
$6.05. Okay. The Celtics. I mean, what was the last big NBA sale was the Michigan State kid, Ishbia, that bought the Suns for, what, $4 billion? Was that the biggest NBA sale before this one?
Yeah, that was the biggest NBA sale. I know the Timberwolves are in the process of being sold, but I don't know that I've seen a price on that.
Oh, that they're not going to. They're not going to sell.
They're not hitting $6 billion. No, there's a few, like three, four franchises: Boston, L.A., New York, and Golden State that could sell for this price.
Right. Okay. What else?
Debo Samuel.
Have you watched real quickly? Have you watched any of that Celtics documentary that Bill Simmons, I guess, has produced?
No. I didn't even know there was a Celtics documentary he was producing.
Yeah, I'm pulling up to see the name. I just happened to have stumbled on it. It's called Celtic City. It's on HBO, and I watched the majority of, I think, the first episode. It was really good. I mean, I missed like the first 10 minutes and then got sucked in and watched the rest of it. I don't know how many episodes there are. Mondays at 9, three episodes. So I watched the first episode. It was excellent. Very well done. Very well done. I would recommend it. All right, what else?
I'll have to take a look at it. News for the Commanders yesterday, they guaranteed $17 million of Debo Samuel's salary this year. His previous base salary of $16.6 million was not guaranteed, so guaranteed his salary this year, and then another $3 million available in incentives based on his performance in 2025.
Yeah, look, I had a lot of people reaching out to me saying, I thought you said they weren't going to extend him. They didn't extend him. This actually guarantees that they're not going to extend him. Like, the big takeaway from what they did yesterday is that the team is not going to give Deebo Samuel, as expected. I think most people believe this. I'm not saying that we were the only ones that said this. I think almost anybody that was following this knew that Washington wanted Deebo Samuel to play 2025 in a contract year. And, you know, reworking what's left on his deal or even adding some incentives is almost, you know, saying we're not going to extend him. Again, I think that was kind of a no-brainer. What they did here is they essentially took what was his salary, base salary for 2025, which he was going to get if he played 17 games. And let's face it, there wasn't much of a chance that they were going to release him or trade him again. And what they did is they guaranteed $17 million of the $17.6 million that he would have earned over 17 games. They just guaranteed it because none of the $17.6 was guaranteed. And then on top of it, they added another incentives. You know, these are things that have to get earned out. I don't know what the incentives were. I don't think they were spelled out in the reporting. But another $3 million in incentives, which by definition means he's got to earn those. So, yeah, they just... This closes the door on any possibility that he would get a contract extension before the season started or even during the season. And it just puts him into a position where he's got even more to play for in 2025. But this is a one-year deal with Deebo Samuel. Go out and play great. And, you know, you will create an incredible market for yourself, which hopefully we will be able to compete in the offseason of 2026, if we want you to come back. But we think you can add something with the added incentive of it being a contract year. Now we've added another $3 million worth of incentives. We think you can help us get to a game further than we got last year. So this was fine. This was not really massive news. This had nothing to do with them doing anything to, you know, give him more, you know, comfort beyond next year. There's nothing beyond next year. All right, what else?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
I am glad, though, this organization now seems to be like, we're going to reward you, guaranteeing it, and then putting the $3 million of incentives, I think, was a strong move. Two basketball games last night. We talked about them briefly. Mount St. Mary's gets the win over American, 83-72. Xavier beat Texas, 86-80. Those two teams are going to play on Friday. We get the first slate of NCAA games today.
Sean Miller, by the way, has never been to a Final Four. Am I right about that? No matter where he's coached.
You are. I think his last like real good year prior to getting rocked by wiretaps was when DeAndre Ayton got, I think they lost to Buffalo, was it? When they were I don't know if they were 3-14 or 4-13, but they had DeAndre Ayton who went number one overall and they got rocked early in the
tournament. In his first stint at Xavier, he got to the Elite Eight. He got to a Sweet 16 and he got to an Elite Eight. At Arizona, he got to the Elite Eight three times and lost all three of those Elite Eight games. And at Xavier here in his second stint, he made the Sweet 16 in 23, and now he's into, you know, the first round in 25. He's a very good coach, but I actually think like with a guy like Sean Miller, he's had the talent to win national championships, plural. He certainly had it at Arizona. I mean, I'm going to guess that they were a one or a two seed at least three or four times, right?
I would assume so. If not, definitely a three seed. I don't know that they were ever a one seed.
Let's see what his... So in 2014, 2015... they were 34-4, and they lost in the Elite Eight. That means they went into the tournament at 32-3. They had to be a one seed that year, right? Had to be.
Yeah, that would make sense.
They were the number two team in the country.
Yeah, they're the number two team in the country. That final year, though, not his final year, but the final year where he got to the NCAA tournament where they lost in round one was embarrassing. Because he just couldn't do anything.
So I think in back-to-back years, actually, I'm gonna tell you right now what they were seeded. They were a one seed in the 2014 tournament. They were a two seed in the 2015 tournament. I'm not going to sit here and go through all of them, but those were the two best record seasons he had. All right, anything else?
That's all we got news-wise. Slow day, but we got a lot of college basketball to discuss.
All right, I'm going to get to my smell test picks for day one. We will fill out brackets when we come back, and we'll give you the game today that we are most looking forward to watching of the 16 first-round games today. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We're also free and live on the Odyssey app. Times are tough right now, but one of the best investments you can make is in home improvements, especially ones that will increase value and save you money in the long run. What would I recommend? How about new windows from Window Nation? Right now, get two windows free for every two you buy with no money down, no payments, no interest for two full years. Plus, you can get new windows installed in one day and not pay anything until the year 2027. Imagine what you can do with all of that extra money in your pocket. Window Nation sells some of the best windows you can buy at a fraction of the price of the expensive name brands, and often outlast and outperform them too. Plus, they're guaranteed for life. Hurry, the offer ends soon. Don't miss out on your chance to take advantage of the buy two, get two free and pay nothing until the year 2027 offer. Schedule your fast, free estimate right now at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.